Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Friday, the 17th of March. Happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all. Got a little rainbow graphic behind me here, thanks to Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer-engineer, who is on the board and looking spiffy in his green today. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Mr. Zommers.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too, although I'm not sure I would call a Mountain Dew shirt spiffy.
Well, you know, it's green, and, you know, you're doing the dew.
That is true.
That's all we can do, is do
can't,
the dew.
Can't not do the dew.
It could be Catman dew, I guess. I don't know. I'm sorry. Off on all kinds of dew puns this morning. Coming up this hour, I'm going to be taking a great look at a great story. Well, maybe not such a great story, but intriguing, interesting. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from yesterday, Glenn Grothman joins GOP effort to expand work requirements for federal food aid by Lawrence Andrea. This is kind of the new thing this week for Republicans, going after the tired, the poor, the hungry, the yearning masses waiting to be free. Do not send them to us on our shores, to paraphrase the quote at the Statue of Liberty. Republicans don't want you. And this is a story that affects all of us. And you say, well, Todd, I'm not on any sort of aid right now. But guess what? I bet you know someone who is. Or I bet you or someone that you know has used a food pantry. Because food pantry business, unfortunately, is up. Record levels right now across the state of Wisconsin. Isn't part of being America to our core to help those who are down and out? Aren't we supposed to be giving opportunities for people to make better of themselves in our country?
If they vote for me, sure.
Right? That's kind of the mentality. It's like the old line I used yesterday on, and by the way, thank you to Esco's Wisconsin and Kristen Bryan and Jane Matinier for having me on the program. And incidentally, thank you, Mr. Zommers, for pulling not only a back-to-back, but a back-to-back-to-back shift yesterday, doing Pat Kreitlow for 2 hours, and then doing Todd for 2 hours, or 3 hours, and then doing Kristen for 3 hours. I mean, that's a long, darn shift, and we appreciate you.
Well, yeah, and it was fun.
It was fun to have him here in the house yesterday in the studios in Madison, and we thank Kristen and Jane for coming on the show for an hour yesterday and having us on their show for, well, you were on the entire thing engineering it, and it did a great job, by the way, but had me on the first hour, and so it was just great. It was great to have so many people here in the studio together and a lot of synergy going on. So, but anyway, I said this yesterday. This is it's a joke, but not a joke. One of those things that's only funny because it's true to a certain degree. You know, there was an old adage of the Republican Party for years back in the 80s. You know, the question is, when do you consider a fetus to be a life form? And people would say, when they vote Republican. I mean, I'm not making this up. I mean, that wasn't the official line, of course, but that's what people would joke around about. Because they didn't really care about you until, as Mr. Zommer said, you voted Republican. Anyway, now the big effort to focus on is hungry people. We saw this in Minnesota earlier this week when on the floor of the Minnesota legislature, one legislator got up and said, I don't know any hungry people in Minnesota. That's what he said. I don't know any hungry people in Minnesota. And now our own United States Congressman, Glenn Grothman, weighing in on it at a national level. We'll check in and see what Glenster has to say this morning.
I don't know any hungry people in Texas.
Right.
I don't know anybody in Texas.
Right. I mean, you can pick any state, right? You can pick any state. So we'll talk about it this morning. Take your phone calls as well. 715-388-7155 if you'd like to call in and be on the show. Again, area code 715-388-7155. 55. Happy to take your call this morning. And by the way, Brady Ewing, what a guy, right? Always fun to talk to Brady. Just like you're sitting there having a beverage over the counter table, knowledgeable, friendly, fantastic. Just makes you feel better every time we have Brady on the show. So we appreciate him taking the time and sharing his thoughts on sports and life and other things with us each and every other Friday here on the show. I'm going to share a little bit of weather with you right now. Right now in the southwest Wisconsin, WRCE news from the center, your forecast for today. Right now, the big news is tie down the wigs and keep the hats on tight. It is going to be a windy, blustery one across Wisconsin. Decreasing clouds in Richland Center today, a high of 23. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, a low of 11. And tomorrow, Saturday, a chance of flurries, blustery, and a high of 24. Then up in Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio today, a chance of showers throughout the day, snow showers that is, a high of 22. Not a lot of accumulation expected with this, just enough to track a cat or maybe slightly more. Then for tonight, a chance of snow showers again, a low of 10. And Saturday, those snow showers stay in the air, probably less than an inch of accumulation total by the time this is all said and done on Saturday night, a high on Saturday in Wausau of 22. Over in Lake Air Radio, WLAK in beautiful Amory, snow showers in the air this afternoon, blustery and blowing conditions again, a high of 16. For tonight in Amory, a 70% chance of snow showers, again, only an inch or so of accumulation possible, a low of 9. And then for tomorrow, Saturday, a chance of flurries and blustery conditions at a high of 22 in Amory, Wisconsin. Come back and take a look at today's headlines, what you need to know, and then get into a little bit of Glenn Grothman news for you from Wisconsin and Washington, D.C. This is the Todd Allbolt Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
So let's drink another beer. Here's to another year. Take another crazy trip around the sun.
That is Kenny Chesney. That is another crazy trip around the sun at 15 past the hour of 9 o'clock. And that is an indication that someone has taken another trip around the sun. Someone has had another birthday. Another year has come and gone. And that someone is the CEO and owner of Civic Media, none other than our very own Sage Weil. So, absolutely. Absolutely. Happy birthday to Sage. We appreciate you so very much, and hopefully he is enjoying himself today with friends and family, relaxing a little bit, but great guy.
Yeah, happy birthday. I think everyone here is very grateful to have someone with such a profound vision for the company.
It's a very good way to say it, Aaron, and I think that was something that, I really came away from the staff retreat. Probably the highlight of the day for me, and I know others as well, was just hearing a little bit more from Sage himself and laying out the vision for this company and where we're headed. And he also happens to be just a very genuine, kind, nice person, which when you get into that level of ownership and people with that much success, oftentimes they turn out to be not so great. That is not the case with our owner, Sage Weil, who happens to be a great person, plus very successful in business, and we appreciate him. So happy birthday to our CEO, owner, Sage Weil, and hopefully he is having a great day. Another trip around the sun for Mr. Weil. And just he's just a young pup. You know, he's like 10 years younger than me. So you know, either he's really young or I'm getting long in the tooth. As one of my friends likes to say, I'm partner ready for retirement. No. As I alluded to earlier in the show, I'm going to be working well into my 80s, so you're stuck with me for a while. It is the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's to all of you who are celebrating, those watching on the Zoom and the Twitter and elsewhere. You can see this beautiful rainbow and pot of gold that Mr. Zommers has dialed up behind me. Look at that green field, blue sky. Wouldn't you like to be there today?
I don't know. I don't want to get mauled by an angry leprechaun. It's I feel like it's kind of like a mama bear protecting her cub.
Really? Yeah. By the way, I read a story, and I was going to do this on the air. Maybe I still will at some point, but I read a story over the weekend on ESPN, and I think I tweeted it out. Now, I'll find the name of the author and tell people if you want to dial it up yourself. But there was an unbelievable story about these two guys out in Montana who I think went to one of the universities in Montana or else Idaho. I think it was like Montana State. And they went out and they were looking for antlers, basically like for moose or elk, even deer who drop their antlers, and there's a market for this. If you go out in the bush or the brush and pick up these antlers after they've naturally fallen off the animal, you can sell them and make some decent money, especially for a college kid. And so they went out there with four of them on the wrestling team, the college wrestling team, and they split off in pairs. And the long story short is two of these guys got attacked by a grizzly bear, and they survived it.
Wow.
They lived to tell about it. And one of them is now back wrestling on the team after being attacked by a grizzly bear.
That is not normally what happens if someone's attacked by a grizzly bear.
Right? I mean, how would you like to be the guy facing that kid on the mat? When you look up at your bracket and you're like, yeah, that dude beat a grizzly bear. I mean, you just like, I might as well just forfeit.
You just look over, make eye contact.
Right.
And you're just like, maybe I need to go home and rethink my life.
I know, right? I only hesitate to read it on the air because there's a couple of parts that are kind of gruesome. I guess I could kind of gloss over those. But it was an unbelievable read. I'll find it later and we'll tell you what the story is and who the author is. But it was one of those stories where, and it just got progressively like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And then you read and you're like, holy cow. And you're like, okay, this story's going to end. And then it was like, oh my gosh. And it was just one of those stories that drew you in and you know, it has the, as they say, the benefit of being true. So anyway, lots of sorry.
It does remind me of that North Carolina story from maybe 5 years ago or so of a guy who, a bear, I don't remember what kind of bear, but a mother bear and cubs just show up in the city as he's standing in his driveway, and the cubs run away. The mother bear just starts charging at him.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, what do I do here? And so he punches her in the nose.
Oh my gosh.
And like his fist just got kind of shredded because, there's a lot of teeth there and stuff too. Yeah. But the bear just kind of looked at him and was like, all right, you're cool, and left.
Well, it's no, look, that might have been good. But look, the guy, that's nothing compared to the guy that got his arm bit off by a zebra.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Oh, if you missed it, dialed up on the podcast. That was something else in Ohio.
Yeah, that episode is called something like zebras, bears, and I don't know. Oh my! Oh my. I don't remember exactly what.
That was oh my! All right, enough of the animal stories, and on to some actual real news this morning. Here are your headlines for you on St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, 2023. Ukraine: Chinese leader Xi Jinping will visit Moscow next week for the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, according to Beijing and the Kremlin. The trip will mark a new milestone in the country's growing partnership as Western officials continue to express concern that China may be considering providing Russia with lethal military assistance. Classified documents, dozens of staff memberships, or members, that is, at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence have been subpoenaed to testify on the former president's handling of classified documents. The special counsel in the classified documents probe has sought testimony from a range of people close to Trump, from his own attorneys who represented him in the matter to staffers who worked the grounds of his Florida estate, including a housekeeper and restaurant servers, according to sources. Those poor people. I mean, can you imagine being a restaurant server? You're just trying to make a living, and you got to go in and say, what was Trumpster doing, on this such and such a day? Ugh. Tax season. If you haven't done them, like Todd, get them done. You have until the 18th of April. Unlike the past two tax filing seasons, this year appears to be going relatively smoothly. According to the National Association of Tax Preparers, more returns are being processed and more refunds are being issued than at the same point last year. New statistics from the IRS indicate. However, the average refund this year is expected to be smaller, down 11%. To $3,028 on average because pandemic relief measures that boosted refunds have expired. COVID-19 advisors to the FDA voted 16-1 yesterday for full approval of Paxlovid, stating that the drug's benefits outweigh any risks for treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in high-risk adults. Hang on, going to sneeze. cover me, Mr. Zombers. Hang on. Am I going to sneeze? I'm not going to. It's just one of the, it's right there. As soon as I don't. Now you got me to laugh, and now I'm not going to sneeze.
Oh, sorry. I didn't think that through.
That's fine. Anyway, maybe I need some Paxlovid. It's been approved. If you need some Paxlovid, go ahead and pick it up. You can get it at your corner grocery store or your corner market. No, I'm not sure. You have to get a prescription for Paxlovid. I talked to somebody last night, friends of mine from the old Bean days, Diane and Kristen. We had a lovely dinner, and I always call it the Wayside out in Monona, but it's called Waypoint. Great place. If you need a burger, if you need whatever you need, a great little spot. If you're over in Monona, called Waypoint. Great place. We had dinner there last night. And talking about, two of us, myself included, and I won't mention the other person because I don't have permission. I don't think she'll mind, but I'm not going to say. One of my friends has had COVID like me. The other one has. She has not had it at all. She's escaped it. And the one who had it, she took Paxlovid and said she did not get rebound COVID.
Yeah. It seems like it's been pretty. When I used to work at CVS Pharmacy, we dispensed to that pretty often. And by the way, if you do think you need it, if you are sick, see a doctor, get it prescribed, and there will be no copay.
Really?
So it's always free.
Always free, always on. Paxlovid at your local dealer of medication. France, protests are escalating in France today. They do not think the bread is crusty enough. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. The big issue in France today, the government recently announced it would force a higher retirement age from 62 to 64. French President Emmanuel Macron will trigger special constitutional powers to enact the proposed pension reform bill. So far, the legislature has refused to do so. Massive protests have been held regularly throughout France since mid-January, with millions turning out to voice their opposition to the government's plan. Lots of unrest in France, but such is life. It is 25 now past the hour of 9 o'clock. Welcome your calls this morning on this issue with Glenn Grothman. 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Happy to have you along this morning on the St. Patrick's Day. You can just call in and tell us what you're going to have to drink or eat later on today. How do you celebrate? Do you do a St. Patty's jig? So it can be light or it can be serious. Give us a call. 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday by Lawrence Andrea. Headline, Glenn Grothman joins GOP effort to expand work requirements for federal food aid. Dateline, Washington, D.C. Wisconsin's Glenn Grothman has joined one of the first efforts from House Republicans this year to scale back federal food assistance spending, signing on to a measure that would expand work requirements for low-income Americans to qualify for nutritional benefits. Quote, the government should not reward individuals who are not even looking for employment, Grothman said on Twitter. We should encourage people to be working, not staying at home, unquote. Well, the first thing that's wrong, Glenn, is that I don't know too many people, like the Republicans are saying, they don't know anybody who's hungry. I don't know too many people who are staying at home just to sit around and eat bonbons. This is a narrative as old as time from the Republican playbook. Well, everybody who's on assistance is just sitting around at home. We talked about it earlier this week with Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. So many people in Wisconsin, it's not that they're unemployed, it's that they're underemployed. What do I mean by
that? That's how it is for everyone I know that's on assistance for this.
Right. And it's not that people aren't out there working, it's that they have a difficult time finding an employer who pays a livable wage and or who offers benefits that are affordable. We talked about this before. There are places out there where you can make $12, $13, $14 an hour and get benefits, quote unquote. But it's basically like, and it's better than nothing, don't get me wrong. But in order to do things like go to the doctor for a physical or go to, you know, get basic, you know, things that we actually need to do, like when we get strep throat or get lab work. You might have $2,000 or $3,000 or $6,000 deductible that you have to pay before your insurance kicks in. It's like catastrophic health care. We'll come back and talk about it. Take your call, 715-388-7155. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls at June. Nearly broken hearted, salute to father dear. Kiss me darling mother, drank a pint of beer. Me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn. Leave where I was born, cut a stout black thorn to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 9:33. Great song. The High Kings. Great Irish group here on St. Patrick's Day. What's that song here, Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers. I do share a birthday and a
really?
First name.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
The Rocky Road to Dublin.
Love that. Love that. Could listen to that music all day long. The High Kings. A great, great song. Also share some more music Irish throughout the day. Subject this hour or this half hour. Glenn Grothman, the esteemed congressman, and I use that word lightly, from Wisconsin, former state senator, spent a lot of time in a lot of meetings with Glenn, used to come into my boss's office all the time. And if you know Glenn, he's a very interesting character. You can make a great biopic on Glenn Grothman because he's a very docile person when you meet him. He doesn't come across angry or mean. He doesn't swear. He doesn't yell, really. And he'll come into your office and he'll eat whatever candy happens to be out. He'll wipe you out of whatever candy's on your desk. And he'll read the paper version of the newspaper front to back, and then he'll just get up and leave. Sometimes he'll just come in, have some candy, read the paper, and leave. And sometimes he'll say, "What do you know? What's going on?" That was it. When during Act 10, you know, back in 2011, when all the protests, 100,000 plus people protesting around the Capitol and inside. Most state senators, representatives, Republicans would stay inside the Capitol, scared to death. Not Glenn Grothman. He put on a trench coat and go out and wade among the masses, hoping to get into a debate with one of the protesters. Didn't care. He'll go out and talk to anybody. But a very odd dude, and has some very extreme viewpoints. And then what's dangerous is he votes for those extreme viewpoints. Because a lot of this stuff he actually believes. And this is one we're talking about this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Trying to change the way that we do these supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits, known as SNAP. And requiring people to work more to get any assistance for food, and saying it's not needed. What are your thoughts on this? Call in, area code 715-388-7155. Do you agree with Glenn Grothman? There's no hunger, and there are plenty of jobs in Wisconsin? Do you agree with him or not? 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Before we get back into the story, let's just put a little context on this puppy. All right? All you got to do is, my former boss used to say, Google it up. Google it up. Google this. Percentage of students on free and reduced lunch in Amory, Wisconsin. You know what you get? 33.3%, a third of the students in the Amory School District are on free and reduced lunch. What about Wausau? 34.6%. 34.6% of students in the Wausau School District are on free and reduced lunch. What about Richland Center? 41% qualify for free and reduced lunch in Richland Center. And that's not even telling the whole story, because some parents are ashamed to apply for it, to let people know how bad they are.
Yeah, in Manitowoc, where I am from, approximately 51% of the students in the MPSD, Manitowoc Public School District, qualify for free or reduced lunch.
Over half, Mr. Zommers, half of the students in Manitowoc on free and reduced lunch. And, you know, the cynic will say, well, see, people are just using the system. They can do it. I'll tell you, there are very few, I won't say none, there are very few people who want to have to admit they need help. It's humbling. It can be embarrassing. It's tough. Nobody wants to brag that they're in that kind of a position. They have to ask for that so their kid doesn't go hungry. But yeah, here's Glenn Grothman saying, we don't need that. Back to this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from yesterday by Lawrence Andrea. What this bill called the America Works Act, and I love that, you know, the people who name these things Republicans are unfortunately brilliant. The America Works Act, who wouldn't want to vote for that? Led by South Dakota Republican U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson, would expand the age bracket of able-bodied adults without dependents required to work a minimum number of hours a week to qualify for continuous supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits, otherwise known as SNAP. The bill that Congressman Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin is supporting, co-authoring it appears, it would specifically require those between the ages of 18 to 65 to work or participate in work-related education or training for at least 20 hours a week in order to qualify for the program formerly known as food stamps. Well, on the face of it, you say, well, what's wrong with that? People should have to work in order to get some sort of assistance. Well, the point is that most people already are working at least 20 hours and oftentimes a lot more than that. Now, under current law, that work requirement, it applies to able-bodied people between 18 and 49. So basically, the one thing this bill would do is raise the age of these requirements from 49 to 65. And you say, well, what's the big deal about that? People are living longer. Well, here's the thing. How many people do you know in their 50s and 60s who are now raising their grandkids, who are now having to help with childcare because the cost of childcare has gotten so high in this country that grandparents have essentially become daycares. And so now, grandpa or grandma who's 63 or 64, you're saying that they have to go out and actually work outside the home to get any assistance for themselves or perhaps for their grandchildren as well. The legislation would also limit the federal government's ability to waive work requirements for states that the Republicans are saying are abusing loopholes in the program. That's another play right out of the GOP playbook. Well, there's loopholes. All these people are using loopholes. Back to the article, the move was among the first by House Republicans this year to scale back nutritional programs, which make up the bulk of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's spending in the Farm Bill that is up for reauthorization in 2023. It's likely the start of a showdown, in Congress over changes to SNAP. And here's the absolutely sinful thing, all right? The Ag Bill is up. Food programs for kids are a large part of that. Well, guess what else is a large part of the Ag Bill? The money that we send to farmers in Arizona so that they can have dairy cows in an air-conditioned barn in a desert. What's up with that? Why are we giving all this money to people to grow things where they shouldn't grow? I mean, and this has been happening since the 90s when my former boss, Scott Klug, I mean, he was outraged by this stuff. I'll never forget it. One of the things he said on the House floor, went to the well of the House of Representatives And he said he held something up. I'm not sure if we ever got it drafted or not. It seems like we did. He said, I have a bill before me in my hand that I'd like to introduce, Mr. Speaker, that would put millions of dollars in farm aid to citrus farmers in Wisconsin. Then he got a big laugh. He said, why are you folks laughing? I want tens of millions of dollars to be given to Wisconsin farmers to put in greenhouses and heaters so that we could raise oranges in Florida. Or in Wisconsin, pardon me, in Wisconsin. And everybody thought it was a big joke. He said, how is that any different than us sending the taxpayers in Wisconsin are sending money to farmers in Arizona to have dairy farms when it's 115 degrees and there's no business of having a dairy cow in a desert?
Is that something we still do?
I think it continued because it was he was not successful because the lobby groups are so strong that a lot of that continued.
Why is Wisconsin paying for that?
We all are. I mean, Wisconsin among all other 50 states. But my point is, this is the ludicrousy that happens in Congress. Is that rather than looking at these large programs that actually make no sense, they pick on kids, on hungry kids. Believe me, there is a lot in the ag bill that should and can be changed. But guess what? There's some very powerful and well-paid lobbyists that are standing up for the most ludicrous things in the farm bill. But what lobbyist is working for kids? How about the 50% plus kids in Manitowoc, in Mr. Zahmer's hometown? Who's their lobbyist? How about the 41% of kids in the Richland School District who are getting free and reduced lunch? Who is the lobbyist that they hired to protect them? I haven't heard of them yet. We could go on to the Wisconsin website where every lobbyist has to register. We could go through there. We could find out who is the lobbyist that the kids hired in Amory. 31.8%. Or Wausau, 34.6% of kids who are on free and reduced lunch. Who is the lobbyist sticking up for them to tell Glenn Grothman and Republicans in Congress not to cut this? I'll tell you who without looking. Nobody. They're an easy target because nobody's going to lobby them. Nobody's going to lobby Congress for kids. Back to the article. This move by Republicans also marked the latest action from Glenn Grothman, congressman from Wisconsin, who has long been critical of federal assistance programs and has sought to scale back the program formerly known as food stamps. Grothman, in recent years, has introduced legislation that will prevent the Department of Agriculture from waiving work requirements for people who live in areas with an unemployment rate over 10%. Oh, this is great. So Glenn says, geez, if you live in an area that has more than 10% unemployment, then we should waive this because, of course, there's so many jobs out there that you should be able to find something. The bill Grothman sponsored this week would prevent states from carrying over waiver exemptions into subsequent years. Grothman says there are, quote, jobs everywhere, unquote, as pandemic enhancements to benefits are ending. Grothman, in an interview Wednesday with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, pointed out changes to the program sparked by the coronavirus pandemic, which included a suspension of the 3-month limit on benefits for those who fail to meet work requirements and more flexibility on waivers for states. Many of those pandemic benefits from SNAP, which grew during COVID-19, are now ending. He told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, quote, there are jobs everywhere now, and that using the pandemic as an excuse for struggling to find work, quote, doesn't fly anymore. Glenn says, quote, there are jobs everywhere. Hey, Glenn, did you check the U.S. Department of Labor unemployment statistics? As of January of this year, less than 2 months ago, Glenn, what's the unemployment rate? in Wisconsin, pass or fail for the semester. It's 2.9% unemployment.
So there are jobs everywhere, but people are working them.
Exactly. The point is that there is still difficult to find a job where you're not underemployed. Yeah, you can work a lot of jobs, but is it paying you enough? And are you getting the benefits to help get your food and healthcare? We'll come back and discuss it. Take your calls. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All the way to Dublin, whack for lolly rah, whack for lolly rah, whack for lolly rah.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 9:50 on the Civic Media Radio Network, 10 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. We'll bring in hour number three, featuring the board game of the week and also our Mimosa Friday, our toast to all things good, what we are grateful for, and your phone calls as well in hour number three. This hour, we're taking your phone calls, 715-388-7155, in regard to this bill being introduced by Glenn Grothman, among others, in Congress, which would do a couple of things, which would raise the age in which you're required to get at least 20 hours of work a week if you want to qualify for food benefits from 49 to 65.
Quite the jump.
Quite the jump. As we said, you know, a lot of grandparents are now raising their grandkids or being the daycare for their own kids, for their grandkids. And let me make one thing perfectly clear, as they say. I am not against people having to work if you're able to receive benefits. That's not the point. No, I personally am not, you know, in favor of just saying, oh, geez, you can just sit around and we'll pay you and you don't have to do anything. My point on all this is I don't know a lot of people doing that. All right? And my point, I think I kind of botched it up there before the break on this unemployment. Because Glenn Grothman is saying, quote, there are jobs everywhere. And he's right, there are, because unemployment in Wisconsin, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, unemployment is at 2.9%. My point is that there are jobs, but almost everybody's working. That's my point. We have 2.9% of Wisconsinites who are not working right now, according to the Department of Labor. 2.9% of people who potentially could be working aren't.
Which, by the way, that is incredible. I thought five right? was good. Or like five is at least decent.
We're at 2.9%, so people are working, Glenn. That's the point. And those that aren't, it's for usually various reasons. And yes, I'm not going to say there aren't, you know, whatever, 0.5%, 0.3% of the people who are trying to game the system, sure. That's going to happen in anything, right? But part of that 2.9% that aren't technically working, they very well could be working in-home as child caregivers, either for a spouse or for grandkids, because that doesn't technically qualify as quote-unquote working. And we all know that raising kids is certainly work. Could be that they're disabled. Could be that they have mental health issues. I mean, a variety of things. And yes, there is a very small percentage that probably are trying to game the system. But again, typical Republicans, this is a solution looking for a problem.
I do also find it interesting that you talked about earlier, France having protests because they were going to raise their retirement age by 2 years.
Right.
This is like 16 years.
Right. This isn't retirement, but yeah, it's changing requirement by, going from
a similar thing.
Yeah, from 49 to 65 in order to, you know, say that if you're, as it stands now, if you're 50 years or older, you don't have these work requirements. But now it'd be 65 in order to get any sort of benefits. This bill, back to this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, by being co-authored by our own Glenn Grothman, saying there are jobs everywhere. Democrats are expected to push back on the GOP's attempts to initiate additional work requirements, and have pointed out that the majority of people currently receiving SNAP benefits and participating in Medicaid are employed full-time. Exactly my point. Let me read that again. That the majority of people currently receiving SNAP benefits and participating in Medicaid are employed full-time. All right, full stop. I talked about this yesterday, 2 days ago, with state's Senator Melissa Agard. When I had my coffee shop, I was working some hours, 90 or some weeks, 90 plus hours a week. Not an exaggeration. And I was on Medicaid, on Badger Care, because I had no health care otherwise. Couldn't afford it from the business because I wasn't even paying myself a full wage just to keep the business going. I was working 90 hours a week. There are people who are working retail, who are working in convenience stores, who are working in gas stations. All those places, you know, Taco Bell, KFC, all these places you go into and you're like, why is there only one person taking orders? Why do I have to stand so long? Why do I have to go to a kiosk? Why can't they find anybody? Yeah, there are jobs available and people are working, trying to work those jobs. And some of them are paying $15 an hour plus. And you think, well, that's a livable wage. But guess what? Because I was working one of these jobs at L.L. Bean. And before I became a mid-level manager, I had basic health care that was deducted. It was like, I don't want to say something's not true. I think it was around 150 bucks a month, 160 bucks a week that they were taking out on my paycheck to pay for my health care. But on things like lab work and x-rays, things like that, there was like a $3,000 or $4,000 deductible. So if you're making, you know, $15 an hour, $16 an hour, but then in order to go get a blood draw for a physical or something, well, physicals are covered, but that's a bad example. But strep throat, a culture, lab work, that's not included in an annual physical. You know how much it costs just to go to get a basic lab done? $300-$400. If you're making $15-$16 an hour, $300-$400 is a lot of money. So yes, Glenn Grothman, people are already working, but many of these people are underemployed. Milwaukee Democrat U.S. Rep. Gwen Moore last week co-sponsored legislation that would eliminate the three-month limit on SNAP benefits for those who do not meet the requirements. In Wisconsin, more than 700,000 people are connected to the state's food share program, the name that the state gives to SNAP. Grothman on Wednesday said he anticipates the Johnson bill will reignite a larger discussion around federal food assistance, suggesting that more and more people, quote, have been taking advantage of SNAP over the years. No, Glenn, that's not true. And here you go. Here we go now. As if the cookie jar hasn't gotten crazy enough, throw in Wisconsin U.S. Rep. Derek Van Orten from the 3rd Congressional District of Western Wisconsin, who sits on the House Ag Committee and will be involved in farm bill discussions. He indicated his support for this. He said, quote, growing up in rural poverty and then as an active duty Navy SEAL fighting in combat for America, my family used these important programs, which are designed to be a hand up and not a hand out. Glenn, oh my God. Derek Van Orten, a piece of work. We may have to come back and talk about this in hour number 3. This is the Todd Lovell Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.